B-Pod Studios.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Pat. Hey, Pat, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, welcome to Morning Court. What can we do for you, Pat?
Well, I have a bit of a dilemma on my hands. My daughter... She's a freshman in high school. She's 15. Mm-hmm. And she started dating a senior in high school who is 18. He's a athlete, star hockey player, the whole deal. And at first, I was like, okay, they'll go out a few times and he'll realize she's too young. Mm-hmm. And that'll be that.
Yeah.
Well, they've been going together for about 4 months now. And I'm not... liking it.
No.
He's 18, he has a car, and she's 15. I mean, she's 15 years old.
Yep.
My wife.
The thing is, there's a big difference between if you're 25 and 28. Those 3 years are not that different, but wow.
Right. It's when 18 and 15 is a big difference.
That's a big difference. So what were you saying about your wife?
Yeah, my wife says, not to get involved, but I think it's wrong, One, she's underage. Two, all her friends are going to parties with seniors and, college-age kids.
All his friends.
My daughter's just sweet and young, and I don't want her exposed to these things. And, plus she was an hour late for a curfew the other night, and I said, she was grounded and couldn't see this guy for 2 weeks. And, I swear she went nuts. Mm-hmm. And my wife was just like, it's a little harsh on...
A little harsh.
You're being
she says they're just kids having, that cute high school experience. And, if I put my foot down, it's going to draw them together more.
Romeo and Juliet.
West Side Story.
And my wife says, he's off to college in August, so just to wait it out.
That's a long time for you to wait it out, though, Pat. I mean, you can barely take what's going on now, let alone all summer.
But there is an end point, which is what she's saying. Like, he's going away.
Okay, and she's going to be so mad as a hornet right? Yeah.
Yeah, the longer they stay together, I think the more trouble it will be. And, I'm the dad, she's 15. Why can't I be the parent in this situation and shut it down? What's the point of being a parent if I can't parent?
Well,
what can I possibly do to protect my daughter?
You have a co-parent. That's the thing, though. You know what I mean? You have a co-parent, that's your wife. So that does... that's roadblock there, right? But do you have the right to put your foot down?
Okay.
Wow. You'd think it'd be a lot of the other way around, but your wife, for whatever reason, is much more cool with it.
I find men overreact.
Is that right?
They're very emotional.
Not what you wanted to hear, Pat.
My wife says, I'm 8 years younger than you. Why are you freaking out about this?
Oh, okay, good point.
Yes, that's 8 years. But like I said earlier, there's a difference.
It's 18 and 15.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Wow. I can hear it definitely in his voice that he's upset and he wants to put, a stop to it. And now, but is that the smart thing to do here?
Yeah. So, what can he do?
Pat, why don't you stay tuned? We'll get some calls in. Just maybe folks have dealt with this in a similar situation. Give you some advice. Or maybe, they could side with your wife, too. Let's find out. Okay? Stay tuned.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Let's light him up for Pat. 888-410-1057. I can just imagine when this kid comes over, though. Pat, just go to another room at this point. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Stay tuned.
Thank you, guys.
Well, yeah, that's a big difference. 18, 15, and he's got a car, right?
Yes, and that spells trouble.
Yeah, for Pat. Pat ain't happy with that. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 648, we talked to Pat. He's a dad of a 15-year-old girl, and Pat's not happy because... she's dating an 18-year-old guy, star hockey player, stud, got a car.
Stud.
Ready for summer. Just think of your daughter dating Zolak.
Scott Zolak?
Yeah, when she's 15 and Zoe's 18 with his little Trans Am.
Call the police.
Call the police. So that's the picture we're painting. All right, Nicole, good morning. Now, Nicole, you had a similar situation, and you were the daughter in this situation, right?
Oh.
Are you there?
Nicole?
Hello?
Hi, Nicole. Can you hear us? Nicole?
Oh, I'm going to press that button.
No, we're all... Hang on.
Nicole, hold on.
There you go.
All right.
Nicole, can you hear
there
us?
There I am.
All right.
All right, Nicole,
yes,
let's hear...
Yes, I can. You lost me for a second.
There you go. Nicole, you're in a similar situation.
I did. I was 15 years old when I met my husband, who at that time was actually 4 years older. He was 19. And it was a summertime thing, and my parents said, you know, we're going to ignore it, we're going to let it ride out, and because they didn't want the fights, right? I mean, of course, if they said you can't see him, I was going to see him more. So rather than say no, they said, we'll just ignore it. And he went back to college, and I went back to high school, and we wrote letters to each other because there's no such thing as texting or FaceTime or phone calls. And 35 years later, 26 years of marriage, here we are.
Isn't that the sweetest story? It's like Danny
it's
Zuko and Sandy.
Okay.
Summer loving.
It's true. It's
had a blast.
I should start singing that song to him.
You should. Why haven't you been?
Hey,
I can't believe I haven't.
Nicole.
Let it go.
Okay.
You're saying everything that he doesn't want to hear.
Yeah, but you know what? It's
I know I am.
Sweet.
I'm sorry.
But at least it has a sweet ending. True.
It has a nice sweet ending.
Okay, yep.
I mean, you know.
We are a rarity, but it can work out.
That's great. Well, that's really awesome.
I love that story.
It's a great story.
It's the best.
Yeah. What's your husband's name, Nicole?
His name is Steve.
All right.
Hopefully he's listening in the kitchen right now.
All right, Steve.
Go sing Summer Lovin' to him. Okay.
Turn on. All right. Bye, Nicole. Great call.
All right,
thank
have
you.
Have a great one.
Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right. Okay, Mel, thanks for hanging on. You have a different take than Nicole, I bet.
Well, I have a similar take. I was an 18-year-old with a 15-year-old girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I also ended up being a father with a sophomore in high school dating someone who had graduated the year prior. And my advice to him is he needs to stay out of it.
Uh-huh.
If he forbids her from seeing him, that makes it exciting and taboo.
Right.
She will be drawn to him.
She
needs to let his wife handle this. Let his wife give her advice on how to deal with the relationship. But
let me ask you this. I got a plot. I got a plot twist, Mel.
All right.
What if, because along the lines of what Mel is saying, what if you make it so exciting that she thinks, ugh. Why is Dad want me to date this 18-year-old guy?
That's not going to work.
Old
reverse psychology.
That's what I was thinking.
We're on to you, Dad.
All right.
Yeah, maybe you try it, but we're like...
Invite him over for dinner. We'll have a barbecue. No?
You know what's going to happen?
What?
If he forbids her,
he's
going to start lining up friends to alibi her for sleepovers and movie nights.
Oh, boy.
She'll find ways to see him anyway. She'll just lie to him about it.
There's a whole playbook they give us girls in freshman year.
Yes.
Same thing as your previous caller, my 15-year-old girlfriend when I was an 18-year-old senior.
Yep.
We married.
Look at that.
We had 8 great years before we grew apart, like most first marriages. But we got married. We spent 8 years together, and it was great.
Well, that's good.
That's sweet.
All right, Mel. Hey, you've lived both sides of the story, so thanks for calling.
Well, as a dad, my daughter dated a complete loser. And my wife and I, you know, agreed to stay out of it. And we did. It lasted about a year. And finally, she woke up and got rid of him. But I'm certain if I would have put my foot down, that would have been a secret relationship for a long time.
Thanks, Mel.
He's got the receipts.
He's got the receipts.
We know what he's talking about.
Inside action. Yep. He's been there. But Pat is, I don't know if he's hearing what he wants to hear. But he's definitely, you know.
We're not here for that.
No, well, kind of, we might help the guy. 888-410-1057. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's a tale as old as time. Yeah. Isn't it?
Beauty and the Beast?
Well, it might be. I don't know if he's a beast or not, but I know Pat thinks
he's an animal.
Is.
We know that.
He's an animal, sure. Pat called because his 15-year-old daughter thinks it's just okay to be dating an 18-year-old senior with a car. Pat does not like it. All right, so does he have any moves to make at all? We'll start with you. Good morning, Amy. How you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling for a lot of reasons. Well, today's my 38th wedding anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
To my husband.
Great.
Hey, thanks. It's great.
Congrats.
Well, we went together 10 before that, bringing me to the age 15.
Oh.
So that's why I thought I'd call. This poor father... you know, being late, that's, no, you can't be an hour late for your curfew when you know your folks are a little, you know, nervous about the situation. But my big question is she in high school?
Yeah.
If
yes,
she's
15,
in high
yeah.
school and he's in high school, you know, he's not a whole lot, like, you know, we're in the same, you know. My husband was, we were in high school a couple of years. He was on the hockey team.
Uh-oh.
The whole thing. I know. It's cool. We're still together.
Okay. Hey, Amy, we don't have a great connection, but we hear you.
We hear you. Congrats. So congratulations. Yeah, see, kinda, it works out, Pat.
Look, yeah, boy,
come
making,
on.
All right, Amy. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Okay, bye, Amy. All right, Kathy, what do you say good
Hi.
This morning? Hi. What's your take?
Good morning. I was in a similar situation. I was 14 and my boyfriend was 19.
What?
Yes, and my parents were not happy.
I wouldn't
whatsoever.
Think so.
He lived upstairs from
what?
Me. And so I was
apartment.
We lived in a multi-family
yeah.
house.
Mm. Oh my God.
And I was sneaking up the back stairs, sneaking up the front stairs. And then it was just like they finally was just, they didn't know what to do anymore. But anyways, this past Saturday, it's been 40 years we've been together.
Oh, my God. We keep hearing that.
I know.
You're scared. Congrats.
14, 19, though. I don't know. That's a little.
Well, now that, you know, and then we've been married 35 years this
yeah.
past
well,
Sunday.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah,
it is. It's great. It doesn't seem time flew by. But having a daughter myself, yes, I can see why he's upset.
Yeah.
You still sneak
and
upstairs to see him?
Oh, God, Bob.
Well, you know.
That's what keeps it going.
we have to sneak around sometimes.
There you go, Kathy.
Oh, God.
Well, congratulations
yeah,
again.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
You know, but thank you. But he should just, like, just put his foot down and say, if you're going to see him, these are my rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you don't go by my rules, then you need to break up.
That's it.
Okay,
well,
all
good
right.
luck. Well, congrats again, Kathy. Okay.
All right.
Let's say hi to Frank. All right, from let's hear a guy's point of view. Frank, what's your take on Pat's dilemma today?
I think he should go down here and knock this kid out.
All right.
There's no way I let my daughter be with him.
I got you.
I never we let can't, my daughter.
I know. I hear you.
Violence isn't the answer.
Knock the guy out.
I know, but let's put it this way. I'm a man. You're a man, Bob.
Yep.
Imagine when you were 15. I was 18. I wasn't even looking at a 15-year-old girl. Come on, bro.
No, I know what you're saying.
Sometimes you don't know you're looking at a 15-year-old girl.
Frank.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, come on, brother. Come
Frank,
on.
I know what you're saying, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but I can't say it on the radio. Okay, my friend? All right, Courtney. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
All right, Courtney, what is your take on Pat's situation? We can't knock him out.
Yeah.
We can't knock the kid out. We don't advocate
yes, no,
that.
No, no violence. No
All right.
violence.
So what do you think?
I just wanted to share my experience. I was a 15-year-old freshman and did an 18-year-old senior. And my parents, kind of similar to Pat's wife, was like, well, he's going off to college or the military at the time.
Yeah.
And they'll break up. We were together for 3.5 years, and developmentally, I don't think it's okay, because there's experiences that the 18-year-old has had that the 15-year-old needs to have with people their age.
Yeah.
I felt pressured to do certain things, if you will, and I just think it's not okay.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's my opinion. I experienced
yeah.
it, and...
Well, he needs
I would
to
say
hear that.
Definitely break
and,
him up.
And he needs to hear it, and I think it's what he wants to hear too, because as you live through it, that's
yeah.
what his concerns are.
Right, that it doesn't work out. Like a lot of people have been calling and it worked out, but for it, mm-hmm. sometimes it doesn't, and emotionally you weren't ready to handle
yeah.
the things that an 18-year-old can handle.
Yeah.
All right, that's a really good point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
okay.
as a 15-year-old girl, you're like, oh, I want that high school, you know, experience.
Sure.
High school sweethearts, and we're together for like 50, 60 years, but
yeah. that not for
I
you.
Just don't
it's
think
rare.
It's,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, Courtney.
Exactly.
So it sounds like from your point of view, he ought to try to do whatever he can to
yeah.
put the brakes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, maybe like set up some rules.
Yeah.
Can't do this, can't do that, but you can date them.
Man, he's in a tough
Absolutely.
Spot.
Yeah. Set boundaries for sure.
Boundaries.
Be firm on that curfew for sure.
Yes, okay. curfew. I think 8's a reasonable time.
7:30
is yeah,
fine.
Yeah, 7:30 is fine.
Just in time for Jeopardy.
Yes. Later in the evening.
Little Wheel of Fortune.
Doing, so.
Very
Nothing
good.
Nothing
good
happens
you, Courtney.
After midnight.
Nothing happens after Wheel of Fortune, okay? Bye.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 8:22. Morning court today. We talked with Pat, who's a dad, who's not happy with his situation at home. The 15-year-old daughter is dating the 18-year-old, I guess he's a hockey star or whatever, big man on campus.
BMOC.
BMOC.
Right?
So yeah. Now he's got a car, and he's not happy at all, Pat. He's set a curfew that she broke.
Well, that's the first sign.
Right. Well, the problem that Pat's having with all this, is besides the age separation there, is his wife is okay with it, seemingly okay, thinking that there can't be anything to do about it. Relax. He'll go to college. It'll be over. So that's where that stands. Let's see what you think. We'll start with you, Eddie. What do you think?
Well, I'm a father of three girls myself and went through all that stuff going through high school. But I think he needs to get his wife a little bit more involved in the daughter's life and let her know that, you know, she's 15, he's 18, senior in high school. He's going to be going off to college. She's going to end up with a broken heart very soon. So she ought to talk to her.
I think that's right. Eddie has hit on something here. Most people haven't said is that his wife is very nonchalant about this,
yeah.
And that's not helping it. Maybe she needs to, see
not,
the light.
That's not cool at all.
Yeah.
That's not cool at all.
I like it, Eddie. Good take, buddy. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. You guys too.
Hi. Two things. Number one, as a dad, stand your ground. Because I was the 15-year-old, and if my parents only knew what I was out doing, dating.
Okay, so Jody, what didn't they know?
It's too early for her to confess.
Okay, so I started out as a virgin, and I quickly, ended that.
Yeah.
And
I guess you weren't home watching Wheel of Fortune.
No, she was the Wheel of Fortune.
Anyway,
I'll tell you one thing though, fear of my father. Hello.
Yep.
The fear of my father was always in the back of my mind, and so who knows what could have happened had that not been there.
Right.
Right.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Right. So he's really got to stand up.
Okay.
And
okay.
Put his foot down.
Because look at you, Jody. How long did you date the guy? How long did that last?
How long did I date several people in that group at the same time?
Jody.
I was rebelling.
Yes, that's what happens sometimes.
Gosh.
I know, but you have to put your foot down or else they don't respect you. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So if someone didn't put their foot down with you, Jody. Right?
What
feet were in the air, Bob.
Nobody put their feet down. I know where your feet were.
Trying to keep it clean for you guys. If I could tell you a story that would put your hair on end.
I love a story.
You're fun.
Can you start it with Once Upon a Time? I like my stories like that.
Only knew.
Well, Jody, here's the thing. You're coming with a lot of with the history. It happened to you. You're just telling Pat.
Yeah.
Here's what you need to do.
Yeah, this is what you need to know.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
You didn't sugarcoat it.
Nope.
No, you did not.
Truth bomb.
Yeah.
I'm not. And all my friends were doing the same thing.
All right. Well, sadly, that's what Pat didn't want to hear, but needed to hear. So we thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Are you happily married now, Jody? Is it all good?
Yeah, I wish that were the case. No, I pursued a career instead, and now I regret it. But, because the dating pool sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Jody.
Thanks,
Jody.
Appreciate
you calling.
I love your show. Love it.
Oh, thank you
so
much.
That means a lot to us, because you sound like a smart person.
Yes, and
right?
Fun.
And fun. You do sound fun.
I know, Jody.
You have a great day.
All right, have a great day.
You too, bye-bye. Well, I think we can get Jody a date.
Oh, well, bet we can.
I mean, she obviously likes to have fun.
Yeah.
Threw it out
there. Wow.
She said the dating pool sucks.
Yeah, now it does. Her didn't words. Back then.
No, not for her. She was like, run around.
Listen,
the
I love it. She owns it.
She
great.
Owned it. Well, but like we said, going back to Pat, buddy.
Sorry.
Most people think you got to police this and don't just be naive. You know, your wife is thinking it's going to just taper off, but just, wow. You have to have a sit down with both of them and see how that goes. At least start with that.
Good right? luck.
I know, Pat. I know. It you stinks. Know there's no easy answer that Pat was looking for, but he did hear a lot of stories.
Sure did.
Okay. All right. 827. Isn't it ironic?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.